Amen. Hallelujah. Today is another day for us to share on the word of God. We are actually going to clamor it actually today. I use this opportunity to thank you all in the name of Jesus Christ for your, your nice words and your words of encouragement. Actually, without much ado, I will just go on with what we are actually supposed to do this morning. And before then, I will sing this song, which is in the hymn book. It said, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line, I am trusting his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line, I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Amen, amen, amen. Now, back to the word of God. We will read 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 to 22. And I read, for all the promises of God in him are ye and amen, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which established us with you in Christ hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our heart. Lord, we thank you for the reading of thy word. Help us, Lord, grant us the grace to be able to understand and walk in it. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Well, brethren, as we actually started this topic on Speak to the Rock, today we are actually going to clamor it on God's actually promises. And one thing that we have to actually understand is that in every situation that we find ourselves, we should give thanks. Hallelujah. There is a power in thanksgiving. The Bible says that in everything, give thanks unto the Lord. This is the will of God actually concerning your life. When we look at Apostle Paul and Silas that day in the prison yard, the Bible made us understand that when they were actually locked up there, they actually sang praises unto the Most High God. They were, praising God in the spirit. And all of a sudden, the prison bars actually got broken, all because the angels were present. Hallelujah. The angels were actually present there. So this alone actually tells us that we have to, be strong in praises in every situation. We give thanks unto the Lord. We shout unto him. And sometimes miracles even accompany those kind of thanksgiving. Now, when we actually look at this book, which is the Bible, I would say that the effectiveness of these words can be seen when God's anointing comes upon it and you speak it. It's very important. The book actually lying there without any kind of interference or anything. You may not see what really is in this book till God's anointing comes upon it and you walk in it. You try to actually speak these words. There you see the effectiveness of this word. And we are not also talking about some kind of religious laws or being actually made up with some doctrines and having a head knowledge. No, it's about knowing the person of our Lord Jesus Christ and becoming like him, because Jesus Christ, he is the truth. He is alive. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the truth. And having a head knowledge about doctrines and all these religious laws does not liberate actually one's soul. We believe till the conversion of our souls, and that is what we have to actually stand on. Now, when we look at Israel, when they were actually moving from, you know, in that first Exodus, they were actually moving from Egypt to the Canaan land. We saw that there came a time where they have to come and actually reside, deliberate upon themselves, judge, do a self-judgment. And there they call it Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh Barnea. Now, at this point, this is where the church will have to actually deliberate on how to actually secure the land that they want to have. And this also, when we type this, the church is more of, the Bible says that for judgment shall begin in the house of God. So the church is taking its self-judgment now, so that one day the bride, which is the elect, will not be judged. Hallelujah. Will not be judged. Because the Bible says that, don't we know that we saints shall judge this world and even angels. Hallelujah. So God's throne, hallelujah, is being opened to us in our heart as we go to church and we go and actually listen to this, like, sermons and the corrections are being made in our life. Hallelujah. So likewise, when the children of Israel reached that place and spies were also sent, hallelujah, Joshua and Caleb, hallelujah, they stand tall, and by the doing of God, they claimed that land. Now, the promise was already given unto them that God has already given them the land. So they should go and claim it. God had already said actually something on that land, about that land. So theirs were to believe what God is saying and claim that land. So likewise, if we look at the church actually today, the promise of the Holy Spirit is much important to you and I. Hallelujah. It's much, because this promise is unto us and even to our heart generations. And this is the time that we have to look at our intimacy with God's word. Hallelujah. And see to it that, Lord, if anything, may your Holy Spirit never be denied of in my life. Hallelujah. So the church already had God promising them of this land and even making them to know that he has already given it to them. So theirs were to actually believe the word of God. Now, when we look at the promise of God, you see, we had that first Exodus. And likewise, when you also look at the church, actually today, the church is also having a spiritual Exodus, whereby God sent actually a prophet who came with the word of God to call us out of the church system. And now the church is being led under the Joshua actually ministry, and which is the five-fold ministry. So this is the time that the promises of God, which is yea and amen to us, we have to claim it. Hallelujah. God's promises are to you and I. Hallelujah. The Christ, which is the provided way, have been made, made to us. The Bible actually made us to know that, in fact, he is the rock, and he has actually taken our judgment on him, our chastisement, and he was bruised for our iniquities. So God, in his own sovereign will, have already made a provision. And that's why when you read in Peter said, by his divine power, he has made known, or he has actually given us everything that pertains to this life and godliness. And godliness. So this is the time for us, hallelujah, to take hold of these promises, because they are to us. Amen. The church in this hour, when we also look at the Bible, you see that even in the life of Abraham, the Bible says that God actually promised him of being a father of what? Many nations. Even with all that, God sent angels, came to make known to him that he will have a son called Isaac. Now, when we read in the book of Genesis chapter 17, verse 19, the angels came to reconfirm that actually promise to him. But if you come to Genesis chapter 18, verse 10, when the time was in actual its fulfillment, they came to speak the word to Abraham. And Sarah, the moment she actually received that, hallelujah, Sarah bore a son unto Abraham and named him Isaac. So likewise, the church, you see, the body of Sarah was of old age, but yet when she heard that spoken word, hallelujah, when she heard that actually spoken, that was uttered to her, the Bible actually made us know that she bore a son and named her Isaac. Likewise, in the same vein, in the same development, there was a promise made of Jesus Christ actually coming. And if you read the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14, Isaiah actually promised of a virgin birth, a virgin conceiving. And when she bear this son, she will name him Jesus Christ, who is the Emmanuel, God actually with us. Now, I believe Mary and Co. will have been actually reading this all over and over again. But its effectiveness, hallelujah, its effectiveness was seen when the angel came to speak to Mary and confirmed this to her and spoke and said, "Hail Mary, thou art highly favored." So when Mary received that supernatural word that came from the angel, Mary's body makeup was prepared to have the fruit of the womb. Now, the same thing to the church in this day, God's word is being made available to us. But you see that the church before the rapture, even as William Branham actually saw it, he said that the church will experience that kind of the spoken word actually ministry. And even we saw that in his actual ministry, in the shout, whereby we had the first pool, the second pool, and this was in a dimension. Hallelujah. So likewise, though the church, it didn't end, that spoken word actually didn't end only with William Marion Branham. It will have to continue because the Holy Spirit is still moving. We have to look at the shout, the voice, and the throne. Now, when I read from, let me read a quote actually from William Branham. On, if you read, "Speak to the Rock," in the page 84. Abraham said, "Moses went out there and spoke to the rock. And when he spoke to the rock, the waters begin to flow, and the people begin to drink. Now, are you on speaking terms of the rock today? Listen, brother, I believe it's time that we spoke to the rock. Don't you believe so? Abraham believes that this is actually the time that we are still in that speaking terms. And he believed that the time has come that we actually speak to the rock. So the church are actually today, as we saw in the types and the types, whereby after the leadership of Moses, Joshua actually continued. So likewise, in this Joshuaic ministry, the church, which is being led by the fivefold ministry, we have to understand that the promises of God are still yea and amen to us to what? To claim. Walking in this grace that God has actually given unto us. To actually bring this to a climax this morning, I will read Romans chapter 8, verse 19. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. And I read, it said, for the earnest expectation of the creature, wait for the manifestation of the sons of God. The earnest expectation of the creature, wait for the manifestation of the sons of God. When we look at Israel, when they claimed that promised land, one person who was so instrumental was Joshua. And they were, the Holy Spirit was actually leading them there. God was actually leading them through the leadership of what? Joshua. Likewise, in the same vein, when Israel went into exile, and when they came back, one person who was so instrumental in rebuilding the city was Zerubbabel. Now, when we look at these two actually figures, they were so instrumental when it comes to the church actually claiming its land, which was actually promised out to them. And type and shadow types really actually represent actually something here. When we come to Zechariah, I will read chapter 3. Zechariah chapter 3. I know this actually could have been a sermon, but all the same, it's daily devotional. So we will just conclude it with this scripture. When you read Zechariah chapter 3, verse 8, it said, Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, thou, and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wandered out. For behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. If you continue from the chapter 4, and you come to the verse 7, it said, Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto us. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts have sent me unto you. Amen. So the hands of our Zerubbabel, who was our Lord Jesus Christ, who actually started this, laid the foundation, and he is the foundation of this holy city. He is still actually the one to come and keep it, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Joshua and thy fellows, hallelujah, which is the seven, hallelujah. So as we see it in the shout, so should we see it in the voice, and so should we see it in the trump. And we believe that as the angel said in Acts actually chapter, if you read from verse 10 to 11, it told the apostle that the Jesus Christ they see in this same manner, being actually taken up, will still come in the same manner. So likewise, the church, before they have taken away within the final reveal, The spoken word ministry must be in actual manifestation, and this should bring out the revelation of the thunders, which will bring a change of the body, and that will lead them to and that will lead us to the rapture. May God actually help us. The church will still experience this before their final or their taken away. May God actually help us. We use this time to thank you all for your patience, and may God bless you till we meet again. In Jesus Christ's name, pray for me too. Amen.